This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhia, participates in high-level task force meeting on agriculture and horticulture. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha underscores important role of dentists. 24 youth from Tripura's Koilashahar, including 7 minors, allegedly trafficked. Christmas being celebrated across Northeast. And now the news in detail. Union Minister for the Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhia, participated in the high-level task force meeting on agriculture and horticulture in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting, convened by Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang, focused on strengthening the agri-horti ecosystem by leveraging the region's inherent strengths. The discussion reaffirmed that a cluster-driven strategy would enable measurable and sustainable outcomes. It would strengthen market linkages and ensure long-term income enhancement for farmers across the northeastern region. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has underscored that dentists must take responsibility for creating awareness among people about oral and dental diseases. A dentist himself, Dr. Saha, made the remarks after inaugurating a two-day annual dental conference at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala on the occasion of National Dentist Day yesterday. He said the government's primary objective is to upgrade infrastructure and the quality of medical services so that people do not have to travel outside the state for treatment. Dr. Saha also mentioned that special awareness camps on dental care are being organized in Vidya Jyoti schools to educate students with the aim of making the next generation more conscious about oral and dental health. A review meeting was held at the office of the District Magistrate, West Tripura, under the chairmanship of Sabhadipati of the Zilla Parishad, Biswajit Shil, with the objective of making the district TB-free. District Magistrate Dr. Vishal Kumar said the emphasis was laid on identifying TB patients in the rural panchayat level and ensuring proper and timely treatment and providing social support to the affected individuals. In a case of human trafficking, 24 youth from Tripura's Koilashahar, including 7 minors, were lured to a remote location suspected to be in Arunachal Pradesh under the false pretext of high-paying jobs. The victims, primarily from tea garden families, were allegedly promised stable wages but were instead subjected to physical abuse, starvation and forced labor in orange orchards. Tensions in the region peaked after families accused the police of being uncooperative in filing formal complaints. The primary suspects remain at large. Minister Tinku Roy has since intervened, coordinated with Arunachal Pradesh authorities to locate and rescue the youths. The Good Governance Week campaign continues through different events being organized across Manipur. The Bishnupur District Administration organized a public grievance redressal camp at the Panchayat Resource Center Hall. Various line departments, including health, education, district child protection unit, social welfare, set up stalls to address public grievances. Deputy Commissioner Pooja Elangbaum highlighted the importance of Good Governance Week to the public and supervised the camp. The Kakching District Administration organized 2 special camps in which cataract detection and surgery for senior citizens under the Atal Vayu Abhyudaya Yojana scheme were conducted. The 10-day-long 32nd Imphal Book Fair concluded yesterday at State Central Library in Imphal. The book fair was organized by State Central Library Department of Arts and Culture Manipur. Debating competitions, painting competitions, quiz and other events were organized for the visitors, especially for students. 100 bookstalls were set up, including 13 stalls of outside publishers. The fair is organized to provide opportunity to academicians, students, writers, publishers and book lovers to make available books at discounted prices. During the closing ceremony, prizes were distributed to winners of the various competitive events held during the book fair. Christmas is being observed through special church services and community get-togethers across the Northeast along with the rest of the country and the world today. Midnight masses heralded the birth of Jesus Christ last night. In Manipur, particularly the hill districts and Christian-dominated valley areas are in festive mood. Despite bone-chilling weather conditions, especially in the night and early morning, people gathered throughout the night praying and singing, marking the advent of Christmas. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has greeted the people on Christmas. The festive cheer has taken over towns and villages across Nagaland. Churches are holding special prayer services, choirs are going round singing carols, and homes are illuminated with dazzling lights to commemorate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nagaland Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla has extended warm Christmas greetings, highlighting the special significance of the festival in the Christian-majority state. The governor said Christmas reflects the values of love, compassion, humility, forgiveness, and service to humanity, which have long guided the people of Nagaland in promoting harmony, resilience, and mutual respect. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipoy Rio has extended greetings of a blessed Christmas to the people of the state. Mr. Rio hoped the festival would fill hearts with peace and homes with joy and prayed that the message of Jesus Christ would guide the lives and strengthen hope for everyone. Community gatherings, midnight services and shared meals remain central to the celebration as Nagaland embraces the season with devotion, joy and a sense of togetherness. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar visited various churches in Shillong to offer prayers and convey his warm greetings to the Christian community on the joyous occasion of Christmas. The governor offered prayers at Cathedral of Mary Help of Christians, Laban Presbyterian Church, All Saints Church, Mizo Presbyterian Church and Garo Baptist Church. Interacting with church leaders and members of the congregation, the governor extended his best wishes for peace, joy and prosperity. He highlighted the spirit of Christmas as a message of love, compassion, humility and service to humanity. Mr. Vijay Shankar emphasized the importance of harmony, unity and mutual respect among all communities. The governor expressed appreciation for the valuable role played by churches and faith-based institutions in promoting moral values, social service and communal harmony in the state and prayed for the continued well-being and progress of the people of Meghalaya. Christmas celebrations began across Shillong and other parts of Meghalaya with special evening prayers and solemn midnight masses in various churches on Christmas Eve. At the Cathedral of Mary Help of Christians, Laitamukra, a large number of faithful gathered in a spirit of devotion and unity. Worshippers exchanged greetings of peace following the service, while churches across the city, beautifully decorated for the occasion, attracted both devotees and visitors. Sermons during the services highlighted Jesus Christ as the messenger of peace, with prayers offered for harmony and goodwill among people. Archbishop of the Shillong Archdiocese, Victor Lingdaw, called on the faithful to renew their lives in faith, home and love, and to be instruments of peace, joy and hope to one another. Christmas is being celebrated across the Khasi, Jaintia, Garo Hills, including Shillong, Juai, Thura and Williamnagar, where churches and public places have been eliminated. The faithful gathered in various churches and chapels for midnight masses, marking the advent of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Large number of visitors from other states have descended in Shillong, which is dazzling with grand illumination. Christmas carnivals are being held, featuring gospel songs and hymns, rendering the atmosphere solemn and festive. Special midnight worship of Jesus Christ was performed through singing of hymns and offerings of flowers and sweets at the Ramakrishna Mission in Shillong. In keeping with the tradition of respect for all religions, as propagated by Ramakrishna Paramhansa and Swami Vivekananda. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijay Shankar and Chief Minister Conrad Sangma have greeted the people of Christian-majority Meghalaya on the occasion of Christmas. And before we end the headlines once again, Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, participates in high-level task force meeting on agriculture and horticulture. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha underscores important roles of dentists. 24 youth from Tripura's Koila Shahar, including 7 minors, allegedly trafficked. Christmas being celebrated across Northeast. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.